Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
They're longtime friends.
Let me tell you something real quick about Dibs that I'm sure not everybody knows.
And first-time partners.
Hang in there, big guy. There'll be brighter days ahead.
Now these two homegrown Bay Area boys finally come together to take over sports talk.
Get the hell off of my doorstep.
Major League Baseball, you stink.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Okay, this is one way to start the show. Is this supposed to be like this? I need my Dibs. Or else I'm going to be sitting here like I'm hosting a parade or something.
Show artist.
Yeah, the whole microphone just fell off. All right, we'll figure it out. I'll do it like this until we get to a break. I feel like Wink Martindale, Bob Barker. I got my handheld microphone. Hi, Tim. It's okay, bud.
Tell him what he's won, Mark.
Yeah, we're good. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome you all the way into Oracle Park. You have won yourself free tickets to a baseball game where you will have the opportunity to spend three innings in line in order to get a hot dog and a beer.
But wait, there's more.
No, actually, there isn't. That's it. That's all there is.
I need you to work the room right now with your handheld. That thing is hilarious for you.
Thank you.
I do believe that it is actually broken. Like, we're going to need a new mic arm in there. So
NASCAR
will come
it's
in.
It's broke. Yeah. It's broke.
It's broke.
It's broke.
That's right. Oh, man, the ankle.
Oh, remember that?
That was a bad break.
Yeah, man. Look, hey, first of all, hey, great to see you.
You too.
Yeah.
How was the weekend?
Yeah, oh, my gosh. It's always hard to go back to work after Tahoe, isn't it?
It's impossible.
Oh, my gosh. It's just the best place on earth.
It might be the best place.
It is the best place on earth.
I'm not a huge winter snow, like, ski guy.
Yeah, no, neither am I.
If you like that, I hear Tahoe's good for
that.
I'm more of a spring and summer Tahoe guy, hopefully heading up in a couple of weeks to Truckee, which is, you know, Tahoe adjacent, close enough for me.
Yeah, same thing.
Same idea.
Same experience. Maybe a little bit less feet in the water, but anyway. All kinds of stuff to get into today. Draymond Green on his podcast had some very interesting things to say that we're going to get into. I got a little Jimmy Garoppolo nugget courtesy of one of our national NFL voices over the weekend. We'll get into that. Kevon Looney's agent, Todd Ramasar, is going to come on the show today. Curious to see what he has to say. That's about an hour away. Amy Trask is going to be on with us as well. But yeah, man, the Giants, they need a spark. And I bring up Kyle Harrison completely with, I don't want to call it tongue-in-cheek, but I bring up Kyle Harrison just saying, hey, I too am on the search. I have no idea. I would imagine if you brought that up to the Giants, they'd be like, yo, too soon.
Right.
Okay,
too soon.
He's 20. He just got to AA a month ago. Calm down. But somebody needs something, man. And they know this. From falling attendance to falling in the standings, to filling up the IL.
Yeah.
Something has got to give.
And it's hard because you mentioned last year 107 wins, which set the bar in a place for this year that they probably didn't expect it to be set. This was the year, not the year before the year, but this was the year where the old guys and the prospects came together with some backfilling of the roster. And you made a run. And right now, it doesn't feel like that's happening because the older guys, Belt, Crawford, they're getting hurt. And, you know, Di Sclafani, a guy you thought you could rely on, has not been good enough. And you're in need of, like you said, not just a spark for the fans, but a spark on the field, because you're in a flat spot right now for the Giants.
So we have a suggestion for the Giants. And you know how we like to send out our messages on this show. We do it in the form of song. So here is our suggestion to the San Francisco Giants as we get through the June gloom. Spadone, let's go.
I got three kids and a bunch of problems. What did I do wrong?
Oh, my gosh. By the way, congratulations to John Sterling. For the first time this year, he went into his home run call, and the ball went over the fence. It was amazing. Aaron Judge, walk-off shot. It was a Judgian blast, which doesn't make sense to me at all. I don't even get the call, but whatever. It worked. Good for John Sterling. Yeah. Let's get crazy, man. Yeah. Dude, we got to do something. I don't know if Kyle Harrison's the answer. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know if it's Free Food Friday. Whatever it is, some sort of spark is needed. Would love your ideas. 888-957-9570 is the number. If you're not going, if you're a Giant fan who's gone for a long time and now you're not, what is the specific reason? We'll get into that. Todd Ramasar is around the corner as well. Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Check, 1-2, sibilance, sibilance, check, 1-2. Are we good?
Relax. Right.
Sweet. Tim Jordan, as I call him, Air Jordan. Although the last time you got that nickname because you fixed the air system, which is now broken again, but the microphone is fixed.
On it.
You keep doing you.
Yeah.
You keep doing you. Willard and Dibs. Thank you, Tim.
He used to work on a NASCAR pit crew.
Seriously, that was straight pit crew. We just pulled into a commercial break. He came in here. Done. New microphone.
My favorite is you trying to fix it and him saying, you can try that as long as you want, but it's broken.
Well, you know when something breaks, but it breaks clean?
Yeah, yeah.
So it looks like you can just screw it back in.
Rethread it.
But then I actually looked up underneath and I'm like, oh, no, that totally snapped. Yeah.
Broken, yeah.
Even super glue ain't going to do nothing on that one.
Relax.
So anyway.
It's a coincidence that the microphone that Matt Steinmetz actually uses would be the one to break.
It is.
Who could have seen that coming?
What a coinky dink. All right, glad you're with us. 888-957-9570. It is all brought to you by MB Jesse Painting. Are you a commercial property owner or manager working on 2022 painting plans? MB Jesse Painting offers full repaints, maintenance painting, carpentry, and wood rot repairs. Why wait? Call 855-MB-JESSE today or online at mbjesse.com. You know, I wonder this too, because we're still... I think, in fact, I opened up, you know, this is part of going on vacation for a couple of days. So I open up my work bag to put the computer back in to get ready for the Willard and Dibs experience on Monday, June 27th. You want to know what I found in there?
I know exactly what you found.
What do you think I found?
Confetti.
Confetti!
It's been everywhere.
There's confetti from
everywhere.
The Warrior Parade deep inside the bag. And I'm like, oh my, I pulled it out. Like, oh my gosh, would you look at that? So we're still sort of like downloading on the Warriors. How do you think the Warrior run affected all things Giants? And before you answer, let me say, I think we're actually spending maybe a little bit too much time comparing the two as entertainment entities. Because how are you going to compete with that? Like Steph Curry.
Right.
Who makes $500,000 a game to come out and perform in an iconic way and usually does. I'm not going to ask the you need a Steph Curry. Well, that doesn't.
No, but you are competing as an entertainment entity.
Are, sure.
And this is the same. It's the same fair ground as it was in 2002, for example, when Barry Bonds was doing Bondsian things, and the Golden State Warriors were god awful. So it's always been the same kind of fair playing ground. We in the Bay Area, we have our own diehard fans of every team, and we love you all, and thank God for you. But the majority of us are ready for the bandwagon. And so right now, the Warriors wagon is as big as any wagon we've seen in history. The Niners wagon in the 80s got really, really full. The Giants wagon in the even years in the 2010s got full. But this Warrior team, and you just mentioned it, how are you going to compete with Steph Curry? I mean, you got Curry, Bonds, Rice, Montana. These are the absolute titans of Bay Area sports.
Well, in a way, though, I actually think the Warriors' run helped the Giants. Why do you think suddenly, did you feel frustration about the Giants pop a little bit more in the last week and a half?
Of course, because okay. The attention is more squarely on them.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, part of it is that they're losing 2 out of 3 to the Reds every other week. They're playing as poorly as they've played all year. But the 39-33, they're fine.
That was the opening sentiment of our show.
Well,
you broke down what it is. Fine.
I hate the word. I've always hated the word because.
And I think that was your opening salvo. Well,
for two reasons. First of all, who the hell wakes up in the morning looking for fine? I mean, you might be looking for fine.
Indigo girls.
You know what I mean?
Closer I am to fine.
Yeah, it's like nobody wants that in life. Nobody wants
that.
No. Plus, the word fine is used in lies. All the time.
How you doing?
Fine. No, you're not. If you use the word fine, you're awful.
I'm definitely far from okay.
Right? Hey, honey, are we okay? Is it good? Are you upset? I'm fine.
I'm fine.
Oh, hell, you're furious. You're furious if you say that to someone
in
the middle of an argument.
How are the Giants right now?
They're fine. They're fine. So
no, they're not.
They're fine in the standings.
Right.
But we can also see the baseball and then the entertainment is lacking.
Definitely far from okay.
And so when the Warriors finish, it suddenly highlights. But that gave the Giants time. The trade deadline is only a month away. If you do want to bring up some prospects, they were just given 2.5 months of free time down there in the minors to get themselves ready to come up. I don't know what the exact answer is because often in sports, when that thing clicks, we stumble into it, right? You didn't know. I mean, yeah, they were big-time prospects. You didn't know Lincecum, Kane, and Bumgarner was going to become what it became.
Right.
You didn't know it was going to win 3 titles in 5 years. Even Steph, Clay, and Dre. How'd that even happen? Only because David Lee got hurt.
Minnesota passed on Steph, and Draymond got passed over by everybody.
Including the Warriors.
Yeah, and Clay just turned out to be far better than anyone would have thought.
So they got to stumble into some stuff. But
There
are some things they can do, and I believe that the Warrior run gave them some time because, let's be honest, there was less attention
Absolutely.
On what the Giants were doing.
What they got in time, they also got in increased expectations because now we, as a sports-loving Bay Area society, we want that. We want what we just had because what we had with the Warriors was sports euphoria. You got a title led by lovable people and a parade that turned out to be largely incident-free and an absolute blast. You still have confetti in your bag
I do.
A week later.
Yeah.
And I've been pulling it out of my backpack and the pockets of my hoodie that I had on that day. And, you know, it still is all around us. So as we turn our attention to what's next, we look at the Giants and say, give me that. Now, maybe not give me a parade and that level of euphoria, but make me feel what I just felt. And 39-33 with Anthony DeSclafani giving up 7 runs in an inning because your team is playing like a triple-A bunch of bums, that's not what we had. That's not what we're coming off of. So you're right about the time element. The Giants got time to where there's been a lot of this year. They haven't looked great for long stretches. They've had good series. They've had good runs. By and large, they've kind of been this. Well, you're out of time now, Giants, because I want what we just had.
Yeah, it's helped, and then there have been moments where it hurt. Like you mentioned, they've had some good series. Look, a week and a half ago, they swept the Dodgers. They swept the damn Dodgers. And nobody paid attention to it because it was right in the middle of the NBA Finals. It
June 10th, 11th, and 12th.
They were sweeping the Dodgers while Steph Curry was busting 43 in Boston to save the Warriors' season. And everyone was like, wait, what? What did the whatever, Game 5 is tonight. And so
you beat Bueller, Kershaw, and Urias.
Wow.
Bingo, bango, bongo.
Nothing can go wrongo.
Right.
So,
that's a four.
So, do you agree or disagree with this? And I say this to you, Dibs, and we put it out to all of you at 888-957-9570. Friend of mine, his name will remain secret.
Okay.
But he texted me this over the weekend.
Who are you?
Do I know this guy?
You do. We have a bet, he and I.
Oh, I got it. I know
we
it
have
is.
A bet on how many wins the Giants are going to get this year. I actually am already 20 in the can on this guy, so we did a double or nothing. There was a Mike Talkman-related bet that happened about a year ago. He was right. I was wrong.
So you owe him 20.
So I owe him 20. I said double or nothing, Giants, 85 wins or more this year. Well, this negative Nelly says no way they're getting 85 wins. And then took Saturday to hit me. It was before their victory Saturday. But before their victory, he hits me. Hey, long time no talk. Just checking in to say hi and to let you know I have not forgotten about our bet.
Oh, boy.
The Giants will be lucky to finish 500. I think slowly but surely the world is seeing what a fraud Farhan is.
Oh, don't, man.
Never been a fan. Never will be. He doesn't understand the Giants fan base. Just a grown-up nerd playing fantasy baseball with real people ain't going to work. Fans are starting to notice, too. Agree?
Man.
Or disagree?
I disagree. Coming off 107 wins and you're still above 500, I don't think that is... It's not the way I look at it. Now, this is a big year for Farhan because you mentioned it last week. You're trying to combine different approaches. One is the farm system. So you need to see something come out of the farm this year that looks like it's going to be helpful next year. What you have in the roster now, you're getting rid of a lot of these older players, and unfortunately, they're breaking down. Longoria's missed time. Belt, of course, has missed time. And now Crawford has four or five different ailments. Might be the Brandon Crawford special on Cleared to Play this Wednesday with Doc Pandya. We'll just go head-to-toe on Brandon Crawford. So you've had injuries. And then the guys you've kind of relied on, and DeSclafani, it's easy to pick on him in the moment because he's been bad in his early starts, but you haven't had the usual support from the guys you've turned to. Even your find, your beloved Luis Gonzalez, is now hurt. So you're in a spot where 39 and 33, too early still to judge this, but I don't like the way it's trending.
But let's go bigger picture. Does Farhan not understand the Giants fan base?
I think he does, but I also think there's a disconnect between the casual fan and what the new Giants are and they've become. Because the old Giants are, you know, don't miss Panda and the baby giraffe and all these other guys that we've signed forever, even though they may turn out to be bad on the back end of their deal. You know them, you love them, come on out. The new Giants is churn, churn, churn. I mean, Duggar, gone. Dubon, gone. Everybody, gone. But they win. So I do think there is some disconnect between the panda hat wearing fan and the, you know, the true Giants fan who is in Farhan we trust.
Yeah, it's so fascinating to me because I will forever state that this attendance issue that we want to talk about, this is not a baseball issue. It's not. Baseball is not a game where you're like, now it's different back in the Barry Bonds age. I really believe that. If you're going to get somebody who's going to do something like that, that is so off the map, it's so iconic, it's so memorable, whether it was clean or not, whatever, he single season home run record, career home run record, that's different. He was changing attendance on the road as a baseball player. You don't do that now.
Right.
You don't do that. So I don't think that these attendance figures would be a lick different if Bryce Harper or Juan Soto played for the team. I really don't.
See, I disagree with that.
I think it is much, much more about the experience people are getting and the cost that it takes in order to get that experience.
I think that's part of
and
it,
that,
for sure.
That is totally out of line right now, and that's what has to do with it. And I also think that Farhan, as far as understanding the Giants fan base, we overrate these things about ourselves. Oh, this fan base is different. We expect this, or we expect that. Every fan base is the damn same, okay?
They want wins.
They want the team to win. And Farhan, this year, last year, and oh, by the way, just about every year of his career, is a winner. He knows how to win. And when we talk about iconic players, Timmy and Mad Bum and Matt Cain and Buster Posey, they're not iconic until they win. And so I don't believe that this Farhan's plan is to send people up and down every 10 days for the next 10 years. They're still in the process of building whatever that homegrown core is going to be. And when it gets here, if they win, they will become iconic players and we will love them and everybody will be okay.
Well, I agree with you for the most part, but a couple things about that. One, the numbers are showing you that even the winning is not bringing the casual fan. The casual fan, in my opinion, is more attached to people and personalities that they're familiar with. If you're a 2 to 3 games a year person, it's more work than you want to expend, to find out who's actually on the team. You used to know much more who was on the team. You're going to have Buster and Brandon, a couple of Brandons. You'd have a Pablo, Timmy, Kaner, Mad Bum. You know what I mean? Sergio. Yeah, of course.
Mad Bum.
And you were there too, Skip.
Yeah.
And, you know, Flan and Wody and Gardy and Rags. Are you getting what I'm saying? And I do think that that is part of it. So you're right. It's not a baseball problem because Farhan has built a winning baseball team, but it is a baseball problem because the casuals don't know who's on the team.
Well,
and therefore they're less motivated to pay the money, fight the lines, get smaller chicken fingers than ever, and all the rest of it.
I think if the chicken fingers are bigger, I think then the 39-33 record is good enough. I really do. And I guess that's my point. They are winning, but they're not winning at enough of a clip where you're going to sign up for however many hundreds of dollars it costs to park and eat and get your family in. It's actually it's unbelievable. I mean, we sit here from a place of full privilege.
Yeah.
Such freaking privilege that I want to acknowledge when we have this conversation, because as you listen to us talk about it, you know the deal. We got these. My kid coming back from Tahoe did this yesterday. He opens up my glove compartment and he goes, you know what he sees? He sees my credential. He goes, you telling me that this thing in my hand, you can go to every game all year? And I just get the wry grin and I'm like, yeah, that's what that means. That's what that is. So I understand our privilege, but I've also gone to games this year with friends and people who are like, and I hear what they paid to get 4 tickets and then buy the food and miss 2 innings to buy the food and the parking and the time missed at work or whatever it takes, the coordination, a dog sitter and a babe, all that. It's like, are you kidding me? We went to a ball game, the Tigers were in town, and it cost a G. Like, that's not, that is out of whack. And that's, to me, that is issue one. That's issue one.
Yeah, I think it's one of the issues. I don't know how you would prioritize the issues. I believe that Farhan can get the baseball side of it right to where they're at least a competitive team. Right now, they don't look great. The other side of it definitely needs some sort of a facelift. The concessions, the cost. I don't know what you can do about the parking. And I saw something the Smart Rail, Sonoma Marin Area Rapid Transit. They were having a rail and sail deal where you take the train to Larkspur Landing, get on the ferry.
Yeah, that ain't cheap either now.
No, but I think it was $15.
Right.
Might have been one way. Even if it's round trip, it's cheaper than gas, bridge, and parking.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
So there are other ways to do it. And I know that the Giants, they've always been really good about making the fan experience better. That's why I'm a little bit surprised to hear you saying these things. And you're accurate. You're not wrong.
No, I'm telling you.
I'm a little surprised to hear it.
I've become a bring food guy. Because every time I end up in the concession line, I'm looking left, I'm looking right, I'm looking straight ahead and going, what are you all doing?
Willard and Tibbs have a lot to say.
My only weapon was my mouth.
But they just have one big question.
What do you doing?
What are you doing right now?
What are you doing right now?
What are you doing right now?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Okay. What are you doing? I mean, my gosh, I got 4 days of material here to throw at you, so
how's
I have
that
to.
Tahoe traffic.
I gotta. Oh my gosh, I gotta say, actually, it wasn't that bad. I mean, coming home yesterday, a little wobbly.
What time did you get out?
Left there about 9:30 in the morning.
Okay, not terrible.
Yeah, Highway 37 through Sonoma, Napa. There were some problems, and some of them were, I want to say, I guess, self-inflicted to a certain degree. And that's kind of what I want to say. This is a message because it's summer, and I know a lot of parents are driving around with their chitlins right now, and I would like the chitlins to hear something that I have to say.
No,
take your AirPods out, put your screens down, mom, dad, get their attention in the back seat. I'll wait. I know you have to ask three times. Okay, perfect. Now that you've potentially got the kids and the chitlins' attention, tell them to take their AirPods out, and I'd like to say something directly to all of the chitlins out there. We don't mind. We understand that being in the back seat sometimes means you don't get good airflow. And we understand that when we're on vacation, we just fed you 4 days of complete and total junk. I'm asking you one thing. And one thing only. If you're about to barf, tell me ahead of time.
No.
Don't just do it and tell me afterwards. And then tell me you're fine for a half hour only to
run it
do
back.
It again.
Oh, boy. Without,
you got to say, hey, something. You got, dad, pull over. Dad, I don't feel good. Dad, something. How about just, dad, just dad. Say something so that the first thing I hear isn't splat.
Oh, you didn't even hear the blah first?
Come on, man.
I'll give myself a four.
I mean, it was pretty good. Like, honestly, the family trucks.
Clean up on aisle spew.
The Clark Griswold nature of just summer. I love it. I love it. Except for the $7 a gallon. I love it. Come on, everybody, pile in.
How's that gas price up there, by the
way? Oh, my God. You think it's bad here?
Yeah, seriously.
Go fill up the Chevron on Lake Tahoe Boulevard. It's only about 7.5 for the cheap stuff. It's closing in on
really
8.
Good gas,
oh, my gosh. It's mwah. Anyway, I love it. I love packing the car. I'm like, I can fit another set of golf clubs.
No doubt.
Can. Like, I'm into it. Let's all
Me
pile
too.
In. Everybody, music, AirPods, let's have fun. Let's talk. Let's connect. Let's get bad food. I'm into it. Let me know if you don't feel good.
Bag alert. Major bag alert.
Just let me know.
Yeah.
So I got a shot. All I want is a fighting chance to see if I can pull over.
You got an emergency towel?
Oh.
What was your approach?
Oh,
you go napkins?
Yeah.
I got copious napkins in the glove box, but sometimes copious napkins is not enough.
Oh,
you need, like,
gosh.
Golf towel? Did you go to the golf towel?
No, we didn't have to go to the golf towel.
Go to the 9-iron?
Beach towels.
Okay.
We did go to beach towels. And
you'd have that sawdust like they have at cafeterias at elementary
not
school.
Bad,
seriously,
not bad.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing that. By the way, the bottom of my car does look like that, but I didn't do that. It's just sort of organically now looks like sawdust.
It smells like my junior year at Cal State Northridge.
My other one, though, is Giants
one of them.
With Anthony DeSclafani. What are you doing? I mean, we can't, right? We can't keep doing this. I don't know if it's Sean Jelly.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever your Band-Aid is, get the Band-Aid box out. You can't keep trotting Anthony DeSclafani out there for every 5 days.
I'm just going to hit Matthew Wolf with a quick one. Matthew Wolf, PGA Tour player, announcing he's going to go play in the LIV. Matthew Wolf has missed 7 of 11 cuts. I guess it's a cash grab and you need it, but kid, what are you doing? I mean, you could have been a bright American star, and now you're taking that filthy Saudi money. What are you doing?
That's the one with the crazy swing, right?
Yeah, with the knee jerk.
So we don't get to see that anymore?
In the majors for 2 rounds until he gets the snip.
That kind of hurts a little bit. I like watching that weird swing.
Yeah, the Wolfman.
Yeah.
Flashed early, and now he's, boy, is he regressed.
He stinks.
He's been
and
bad.
And Patrick Cantlay, what are you doing?
Did he go too?
No, he entered the final round in second. I had him in fantasy golf.
Okay, you're just mad because
he did to the golf course what your kid did to your back seat.
Woof. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Todd Ramasar is a half hour away. Kevon Looney's agent. What will he say? We'll get to that. Also, Draymond on his pod with some fascinating stories and my Jimmy Garoppolo nugget from over the weekend around the corner on Willard and Dibbs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.